Compassion in California. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden is in Monterey Park, where a mass shooting in January left 11 people dead.
I'm here on behalf of the American people to mourn with you, to pray with you, to let you know you are loved and not alone.
He's also announcing an executive order aimed at boosting the number of background checks for gun purchases and expanding the use of red flag laws, while still also urging Congress to act. Two men accused of selling guns south of the border are charged in Florida and could face life in prison.
The two men, Saleh Yusuf Saleh and Yuendry Rodriguez Hilario, face multiple weapons trafficking counts. The federal ATF says it sent agents undercover to surveil the men, leading them to learn of sales of automatic weapons and grenade launchers to El Salvadorans. There were also domestic weapons transactions in Florida and in Cleveland, where both men are from.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Officials say the arrests were made after guns were delivered and assembled during a purchase staged by federal agents. Russia denies any impact with a U.S. surveillance drone in international airspace over the Black Sea, where the U.S. says the fighter jet hit the drone's propeller, causing American forces to bring down the drone.
Because of the damage, we were in a position to have to essentially crash it into the Black Sea. To my knowledge, at this point in time, the Russians have not recovered that aircraft.
Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder accuses the Russians of an unsafe and unprofessional act. The State Department calls it a brazen violation of international law, prompting the U.S. to summon the Russian ambassador. Russia claims the drone intruded into an area near Crimea declared off limits by Russia, and that the drone made a sharp maneuver. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
A failed bank is under federal investigation. The Wall Street Journal first to report that the Justice Department and SEC are now investigating the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, including recent stock sales made by executives. This is the move by federal regulators to protect SVB deposits greater than the usual limits, spurs a renewed regulations debate in Congress.
In the days and weeks to come, Congress will look closely at what caused the run on Silicon Valley Bank and how we can prevent similar events in the future.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, though some Republicans argue against tightening regulations on smaller banks. Just getting word from the finish line in Nome that Ryan Reddington has won the Iditarod 50 years after his grandfather helped co-found the sled dog trail race across Alaska. The nearly 1,000-mile race started back on March 5th. March Madness begins tonight with the first two games to kick off the men's college basketball tournament and two games tomorrow. In the women's NCAA tournament, the first four games are tomorrow and Thursday. It's also Pi Day, as in P.I.
Google says search interest in the number pi spikes every March on Pi Day, March 14th, or 314, a tribute to 3.14, the ratio of the circumference of a circle to its diameter. In the last year, searches for approximate value of pi were up 350% in the U.S., with the most searched formulas using pi, including cylinder volume, sphere volume, and radius. But based on searches, the day is also an excuse to eat pi or find recipes for baking one. According to Google, apple pies are the most searched pies of all time in the U.S., followed by pumpkin pie.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Stocks rally on cooling inflation and a more stable day for banks. The Dow gaining 336. The S&P also up more than 1%. The NASDAQ more than 2%. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.